It's beer for breakfast on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, brought to you by Speedy Mart Las Vegas.
Well, all right then, friends.
All I want to do is drink beer for
breakfast. We have made it to another Friday.
All I want to eat is them barbecue.
And I cannot wait to drink with you.
All I want is someone just to try to put.
Okay, let's do that then.
Yeah,
the beer
I'm cool if you guys are cool.
That we are drinking on today's Beer for Breakfast, the Weldworks Brewing Triple Berry Cheesecake Berlin-style sour ale is our featured beer that we have today. And like I said, we've worked very hard. I know if you're listening along right now, you've worked very hard. Hopefully you're drinking along with us right now. But the Triple Berry Cheesecake Berliner Sour has 4.5% alcohol by volume.
Check that out.
And today is being served from a 16-ounce colorful
aluminum
can. Adorned with lots of berries. That is a ridiculous pour, Dave. That, like, you took
I fit
that
the entire 16
limit.
Ounces
His cup
into
almost
the,
runneth over.
Yeah.
That is a true pint glass. Just to that fits
paid,
16 ounces exactly.
It fit, yes, to the limit. I paid $19.99 for a 4-pack. The proper glassware served this out of a pint glass or a mug. I like to serve this right around 40 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast.
Yeah.
Look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's start off with the look of the Triple Berry Cheesecake Berliner from our friends over there at Weldworks.
I mean, that is a creamy looking beer in the sense that, you know, I mean, it's got a lot of
creamy
haze,
raspberry haze to it, but it looks creamy.
On the can, Dave, they say nearly 2,000 pounds of blueberry, raspberry, and strawberry puree were used in the brewing of this beer. So that is a lot of fruit. And as you can see, it is very, very hazy. The Triple Berry Cheesecake pours a stunning ruby red grapefruit. I mean, I look at that and it just looks like the interior of a grapefruit. Produced about two fingers of very effervescent white head that held its retention for just about a minute. There was not much lacing down the side of my glass as it receded into the body. Let's all take a big whiff now and move on to the smell of the Weldworks Brewing Triple Berry Cheesecake.
It smells very sweet.
It does. A lot of fruit.
A lot of tart.
Yep. A lot of tart. A lot of fruit. Yep. Those are the two things
that
I'm getting.
Big tart berries that dominate this nose. Digging deeper, as Audrey pointed out, I feel like there is that faint sweetness in there and zero alcohol. Like, if you would have put this to my nose and said, what is this? Would I have said this is an alcoholic beverage? Maybe not. I mean, this does not have any traces of alcohol in it whatsoever, which isn't super surprising considering it is a lower ABV at 4.5% alcohol by volume. Let's move on to our favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, which is the taste, my friends. So cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to me.
Sorry to wait around for the cheers.
Cheers to myself.
Yeah, I've been drinking too.
It's great.
Yeah, it's real good. I mean, it definitely has that tartness to it, like you would expect from a sour.
I like it.
The sweetness blends almost perfectly, though. It's well balanced. I don't know if I could have like three of these. I think that, you know, one or two and done type of thing. But this is actually, because we've had other sours that are heavier. I think that this actually could be a like pool or lake beer.
Yeah. This is very light. Mm-hmm. Ian, your thoughts? You're traditionally, you like sours. But
I love sours.
You don't, you know, I don't know how you feel about berry sours.
Yeah, it when it comes to my sours, I really like a real heavy tart.
Uh-huh.
I'm not getting that much with this particular beer, but what I am getting in exchange for that is a wonderful kind of palette of flavors.
Yes.
The cheesecake, especially at the end. I didn't think it would be that heavy, but the creaminess, I really enjoy.
Yeah, they use that milk sugar in there.
Mm.
Audrey, are you a fan of this beer or not, and
so
why?
Whenever I enjoy sours, they have to have that sweet background. And I actually, we did a sweet sour last weekend, and this one, I'm going to say, is better. And I think it's just because the balance is better for me. And honestly, maybe it's because the berries are better. I don't know what it is. The Weldworks just hit the nail on the head with the sour.
Jaded is asking you, do you think this is a bikini beer?
Is definitely a bathing suit beer because it is not like, well, Mahoney had a little bit of the burps earlier, but I'm drinking it and I'm not feeling like over the top bloated. And also, as far as the looks and the aesthetics of the can, it's a cute cute branding, cute can. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can take some cute softies.
And the guys over at Wellworks, they've been around since, I believe, 2016. They've really made some really good beers. They're out of Greeley, Colorado, and you know, expanding their footprint across the nation. And they make really good beers. I mean, you just can't make a bad beer in this day and age and expect to remain in business for much longer. For me, the taste of the triple berry cheesecake Berliner Sour. For me, if you call a beer a triple berry anything, it better be a berry bomb. And this absolutely is and delivers on those berries. Big rush of raspberry, strawberry, and blueberry. That tartness hits up front. Gives your lips a little bit of pucker, but not a huge pucker. It does have that light sweetness that we pick in there, and it does blend well and balances out nicely. And like the nose, zero alcohol present, but that's no surprise considering this is 4.5% alcohol by volume. The mouthfeel on this, it's light, nicely carbonated. I would call this beer very refreshing. And the overall drinkability for me, sours are love or hate beers for the most part for some people. So if you're not a fan of sweet tarts, if you've never had a sour beer and you don't like sweet tarts, I would say this beer isn't for you. But if you do like sours, this, in my opinion, is a really solid selection. It's nice and light, but isn't overly tart or sweet, so that balance hits really nicely. And I don't think, you know, Dave, you said you don't want to drink like six of these, but I do think this is definitely a beer that you could have more than one of beer and not like completely destroy your palate by.
Sure.
Overall, I think this is a great boat beer, and I'm pretty happy with this purchase.
Brought to us by our friends at Speedy Mart. Moment of truth, Mahoney. Are you ready?
On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Triple Berry Cheesecake Berliner from Wellworks a 3.9 out of 5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.